The plan is to go over a couple of days right now to prepare for the training camps, but also, you know, because we're going in a good weather conditions with a good field, so we need to touch the ball, and that's why we're doing this.
Talk about some of the new guys, specifically the trialists this week. Who came in here and really, you know, impressed you?
You know, that's still a short week to say definitely who impressed me or not. There's a couple of guys we brought in to try to evaluate the performance and how they're going to fit in our system. And, of course, the financials need to be resolved too. So it's not, you know, easy process to get everything in place. But, you know, been impressed with all of them, even with our, you know, supplemental draft picks as well. So this boy's trying very hard, and that's good to see.
You talked about a little bit a minute ago about working with the ball a lot. I heard you say when you're down there, don't be afraid to dribble. It's probably not something you hear from a lot of coaches out there. What does that say about your philosophy and how you want this team to play?
Well, I think, you know, going in the first week in the preseason, then, you know, especially with some of the new guys, then you know, they're trying to play safe, and they need to have this confidence to have opportunity to dribble. Then you're going to dribble. If you're going to lose the ball and make a bad decision, then try to make it better in the next one. So I think you know, in an early process like this, it's important to give them a good confidence, give them a good encouragement, and I think the team, as you know, the guys who come back from last year, I think they encourage them as well, and that's our message. I think, you know, as we said, you know, we're trying to get the players to be creative. They need to think on their own, because, you know, on the sideline with 20,000 people in the stadium, it's difficult to manage this stuff. So we don't having breaks as in football or basketball. So it's, they need to think on their own, and as I said, if they are creative enough and see things the way they need to see it, and, you know, I have no problem with that.
In year two, now that you've had these guys, is it going to be a little more difficult now evaluating their talents, seeing who's going to make the cut here? Walk me through those personal decisions.
No, not really. I think the personal decision would be, you know, we know it's a difficult process right now, especially how our league is structured. So it's not only, you know, we like the guy or not, but it's a lot of elements that some, you know, then we discuss internally with the Major League Soccer headquarters in New York. So it's not like we don't want to sign the guy. It's some restrictions, you know, financial restrictions and, you know, allocations, ranking, and this and that. There's a lot of things that some guys don't know, then, you know, it's coming to us from Major League Soccer. So I think right now it's, you know, we try to keep it the open-minded. We know what the number eventually is going to be in Orlando. So, you know, we'll see what the next couple of days we come with. Diego is working with the agents. Diego is working with the league. So he's the one who knows more about that. At the end of the day, well, we're still going to make a decision together.
Are there any particular players you've seen so far this week who've come back into this season, you know, really improved from off-season work or whatever? Any players you would single out?
You know, there's a lot of guys. They come fit and they come ready to work. There's a couple of guys. Then some of them, they didn't do a good job in off-season, so we try to correct it fast, because you know, it's difficult to catching up in a camps like we will have. But, you know, Danny Caliv was in his very good shape. He's strong and he's fast, and, you know, you can see that Taj is also there, and, you know, he's a competitive guy. So, but I think that's good. Michael Orozco, and then Jean-Marie, Danny Mwanga come really with a good mentality, and you can see even Roger Torres today is getting better. So a lot of guys did the homework during the off season. We give them a plan. You know, we have two new guys working with us on the sports science and also the strength and conditioning department. So we try to expand the roster, the staff as well, with the professionals. Then you know, at the end of the day, will help us as well, and you know, move our team forward.
Give me the itinerary now, Peter, in terms of you guys go to Florida. I mean, how many sessions are you looking at in terms of training, in terms of scrimmaging, stuff like that?
I believe there are four scrimmages The dates will be posted as soon as we're ready and finalize.
Okay.
You know, you basically go in the mind that you know, you train twice a day with Sunday maybe in the morning, just easy jogging, stretching, pull, and something like that. So it's you know, we can adjust to that. It's not, you know, definitely it's going to be that way. It's not set that's going to be, but we want to keep in mind that, you know, we're still, you know, going to be 19 difficult days, but, you know, going, there's still going to be preparing process, adjustment, you know, to different climate, to a different weather and fields and stuff. So it's not, then we're not going to hit the walls right from the get-go like we did last year in North Carolina. We're just going to, you know, now we're going to individualize also the program with our doctors and medical staff for those players who need a little bit more attention on, you know, they are maybe not that, you know, doesn't have a tank like Sebastian or, you know, and Kal Nakazawa. We need to work with them specifically on what they need. And that's why we brought these guys to, you know, to concentrate and focus on more on the technical side. So we will specify the and detail the work they need to be done. You know, guys like Amobi, guys like Jack, like Roger. I mean, these guys need to have a detailed specific work, and that's why we expand the staff, our technical staff, to make sure that everybody will have, you know, their department, and we can concentrate as a coaching staff only on the technical issues.
Cool, thank you.
One more question for you, which is, I know that you can't talk about specific names of players who are on trial and stuff like that, but do you think that we will see a third goalkeeper on the roster when all of the thing, everything is shaken out?
I believe there's, if I'm not going ahead of ourselves in the league, I believe then there will be, because of the reserve league, they're going to be a mandatory a third keeper on the roster. So, as I said, that's not the finalized yet, but I believe that that's going to be, you know, a direction, because, you know, with the reserve league, I don't think it's, you know, if you play Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, Tuesday, whatever the game is going to be, then it's difficult to have only two keepers. So.